Yo, what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. We're back at it. This is your Braves recap for July 19th. Woo-wee. This is going to be a tough one for your Braves tonight. I mean, you're up 5-0. Man, losing the game, man. 12-9. Hoo-wee. The starting pitcher, Joey Wentz, gave up no runs. No runs at all. But to the bullpen, Suero gave up runs. Inyo De Los Santos gave up runs. Pierce Johnson, Dylan Lee. Then, ninth inning closer, Rice Iglesias gave up a grand slam, make it 12-8. After the game was tied at 8, Yankees came back, systematically chipped away. Home runs from Bobovsky. I mean he homered twice, man. Then Bellinger homered in the seventh to make it a one run game. Both Okie left center field to tie the game up in eighth inning, man. Everything to go wrong could be wrong for the Braves with their bullpen tonight. Michael Harris the second got him a homer. Ozzy Albies back to back night, 3-run homers for Ozzy Albies. Could he be getting the grinding back in the form after the wrist injury last year? We don't quite know yet, but we will see on that. No, Nick Allen gets scored as well. You know, I'll be singled again, not somebody else in the fifth inning. So it's like, you know, even when the Braves are doing things the right way, it's not working for them. You know, a night where they scored 9 runs on 10 hits and they lose. Because of the bullpen at the starter. Joey Wentz went 4 innings, did his job. Bullpen just lost the game, you know. And Iggy, you know, he's a closer, you know. 8-8 game, gets the guys on base, goes and grand slam, makes it 12-8, you know. So the Braves are going to run a knife and make it 12-9. But it's the gut punch of you score 9 runs, and you come out on the wrong end of the stick again. You know, that's the negative thing about it, you know. So, hoo-wee. The Braves now dropped to 43-54, you know, after getting the win night one here against the Yankees. Twist Park being electric for all the Yankee fans. It's semi-like almost a Yankee home game with some Yankee fans in the building. But it's going to make for a good environment with the big crowd. So, come off the All-Star game. So, well, the rubber match is tomorrow between the Braves and the Yankees. We will see what happens. Stick and stay. Hey, tune to your Braves recap. We out there at the park. We'll see you soon. Check out some clips from today's post-game pressers.
If you could point out one thing that's maybe been different in your first two games for the Braves. What has been working so well for you? Have you had that same cutter the whole time?
Yeah, I tinkered the grip on it before I got here, and really since I've been here, just trying to simplify the game, simplify the matchups, not really, you know, dig too deep on anything, and trust my stuff, and just kind of get to a place where I'm trying to execute as many pitches as I can. So simple stuff, but yeah, that's kind of been it.
Then you go from 50 pitches this past week at 60 or so tonight or whatever. Would you like to continue to build up and be a starter again?
Yeah, I think for me and the position that I'm personally in, I've always kind of felt this way, like however the team sees fit to use me, try to be available for any role. So, you know, if that's what it is, yeah, and if not, you know, I'm good with, you know, throwing bulk out of the pen, but thought tonight was personally a good night for me, and it would be great to kind of try to get back in the starting role. Yeah, there was. I think it was always just, if it was going to happen, just be to face Grisham, the lefty, because I, you know, I've thrown more pitches than I have all season, and then after just, you know, the long inning, kind of shut that one down.
You talked in St. Louis, now you get to start. here at the Braves. What was that like for you personally?
Yeah, it was really cool. I was at the airport when, you know, Granny called me and said I'd be starting Saturday. Trying to be in a place mentally, just relaxed, confident, and, you know, not make it bigger than what it was, but definitely to come back to the Braves was cool for me. And then also, you know, to start was awesome.
At the airport. Sure.
Did anything strike you about the Yankees lineup from an approach standpoint?
You know, I'd faced them, you know, twice this year already. Obviously, they have some really key players in their lineup, and I talked to Murph before the game about it, really just trying to simplify the outing, and you know, he's a veteran player, he's seen everybody, and trusting in him, what he sees, what he calls, and you know, just trying to execute it.
Then how tough is it when you're kind of, this is a night like this, is a reminder that two out of every 5 days or so, once, you know, that you're going to have bullpen games.
Yeah, pretty much. And we just did do a really good job after the fourth, obviously. It's going to be hard, you know, it's going to be hard to sustain that, you know, where you're using everybody.
Joey, did his performance kind of make you think you're going to give him another start?
Oh, yeah. I told him, I was like, I was going to run him back out there for one hitter, you know, and, you know, we're kind of gradually getting him stretched back out as a starter. And I think he's done a really good job. Obviously, the other day and today, and then, you know, at the long inning, I didn't think I'd be productive to do that. Is we're kind of building him up as we go, and he's been really, really good.
For a long time, or these two games kind of give you some hope he's going to have that?
Oh, yeah, no, it's you know, good to see that maybe, you know, he had the 4 days off and relaxed a little bit and cleared his mind, and hopefully that's, you know, by doing that, it's something that'll start him on the path of a really good next 60-some games.
Position until that two on with one out, and you didn't get in. Our base is loaded with one out. I'm sorry, yeah. You didn't score at all. Was that kind of a defining moment?
Well, there? I don't know. I think it was just our inability to close out innings. And you know, we were scoring some runs. Like I said, I think I felt good last weekend in St. Louis. I saw signs of life like that with the offense, and played some really good baseball. And, you know, it's a really good club. I mean, it's you got to get – it's 27 hard outs against a team like this. And you know, we just we just couldn't close innings off after the, you know, after the fourth.
We came here over the last month plus. Is tonight a blip in your mind? Is it a sign of?
Yeah, no, they're going to need to be big for us. You know, all the guys that we pitched are really. So, you know, we had a lot of guys with, you know, some guys that have been doing really good in the one inning situations for us that were down there that were, you know, after the break had innings, and we just couldn't make it happen.
Snit, what do you see from these first two games?
Well, I saw in St. Louis, he started it there. You know, he was receptive to some changes that the guys have been talking to him about, and I liked the look in St. Louis. It just, you know, looked like he was in a good position, and I think he is, and he's been receptive, and so hopefully it's something he can build on also.
What did you?
I didn't even. There's so much going on and so loud. I didn't hear anything. I mean, I was sitting right there, but I mean, I hear guys yelling all the time. I didn't know what it was.
Boone just told reporters the league needs to investigate this.
This what?
What happened? So, I mean, have you heard from Boone?
No.
He just told his reporters the league needs to investigate this.
I wasn't aware what was going on, honestly.
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps. Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and the Believe Network. See you.